Well, I mean, he's done absolutely brilliant this year. You know, it's a faultless season, really, in many ways. Probably the not winning the FA Cup was... but for me, everything is the Premier League. You can't do any better than win the league in your first season. So, yeah, tremendous. I mean, they've got brilliant players. I mean, it's a brilliant club. And hopefully that continues.
And what are your thoughts on Costa? Do you think he'll stay?
He'll stay, yeah. I hope he stays. It'd be a hell of a loss for the Premier League if he left. So, you know, you hear conflicting reports. I'm not sure what is the truth. We're not privy to that. But, no, of course I hope he stays. I mean, he's a fabulous player.
And any other players that you think, you know, could potentially come into the Chelsea side that you'd like to, you know, strengthen the side? What do you think they need?
Well, I think when you're in the Champions League next year, this year, you know, Chelsea weren't in the league, so your squad is never stretched too far. What the Champions League doing, and you know, it'll add hopefully quite a few more games to their already hectic schedule, which means that you need a bigger squad. So I don't, you know, I've not studied Chelsea enough to say they need this, that, and the other. But the one thing I know is that they need a stronger squad this year, because they will play a lot of competitive matches, and being the champions becomes doubly hard because everyone wants to beat you.
And also Conte, sorry, just brought in this new system, which obviously worked really well.
Yeah.
But also, do you think that, you know, maybe other teams have sussed it out? Do you think he'll have to change his system?
Well, when you look at three at the back, and I've played three at the back for most of the clubs I've been, and there are weaknesses. There certainly are weaknesses. But the one overriding fact is you're strong in the most... Where you need to be strong, which is in the centre through the middle, and it's hard to break down. Now, what you need then is players up front who can get on with it, with perhaps not the support that you would get under other systems. But Chelsea have got them type of players, so I don't see no reason why they will change their system. It's working. It's up for other teams to try and figure it out. But when you actually sit down with a bit of paper and think, right, where they're weak, the obvious bits are behind the wing backs, but that hasn't been a problem this year. So I think he'll probably continue with it. I see no reason why you should. But certainly clubs will find, as Leicester found this year, once you have been the champions, teams work that much harder to get the results against you.
Ray, you've been out of sort of the limelight for a while after the Euros last season.
Yeah.
Has anything come up for you in terms of coaching? Are you looking to get back into things?
Not really. I thought after the championship I'd just see what happens. But I've spent the year watching my two boys. I've got two boys, 1-35, 1-33. So they're at the back end of their careers, but I've hardly seen them play, you know, over their careers. I missed a great deal of their careers. And I thought this year the most important thing for me to do is try to make up for lost time and go and watch them consecutive Saturdays, which means I haven't seen many Premier League games at all. I've been watching both boys play. But I've really enjoyed it. And, you know, and I think that has made me not miss the game as much as I thought it would do. Now, obviously, if something comes up that's a great opportunity, then I would take it. But I must admit, I'm in no rush. I'm 60 years old now. I've only been out of work once, and that was 3 months after being sacked as manager of Watford. So I've been very lucky in my career, and you know, I've worked all the time. So I think now may be the time just to walk away from
it. Don't miss the day-to-day element of it?
You do a little bit, but other things in what I can do now compensate for that. And plus, and I probably all the older guys say that, once you're a granddad, you've got grandchildren, you look on life changes completely, and they're the focus of my life now. So no, I think that's sort of made it that I don't miss football as much as I thought. I thought I would, you know, I really did think I would, but no, I don't miss it that much.